Hey, good day, everyone. I'm Rob Espiro with the Viral Volley Podcast, and it's a great honor to have my two guests on this morning. I've actually been trying to track them down, but as we were chatting earlier, a lot of things have been happening so far this year. But just say a soft intro here. In more recent news, a tandem of Haley Harwood and Julia Scholes, both USC transfers, had an incredible weekend of playing the Waupaca Boat Ride AVP Next Tournament, practicing only once together. Haley and Julie advance to the final versus AV peers, Katie Spieler and Delaney Muirter. Hey, ladies, good day, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Hey, I don't know if you guys caught it, but Ed Chan wrote a great story about your win over at volleyballmag.com and also has a great photo gallery. But I thought it'd be a great time also to take this opportunity to take a deep dive with the both of you because honestly, both of you had been on my radar to connect with at one point during the summer. So thought, perfect, two birds with one stone after a first big win and your first big pairing and both of you ending up at USC. So I'm gonna hit a general question to both of you. I'm going to start with Julie on this one and then go to you, Haley. How did both of you get into playing beach volleyball?
Good question. I actually never played beach volleyball growing up, and I played my first year of indoor at the University of North Carolina, and then I suffered some substantial head injuries on the indoor side, and I knew that beach was a little bit safer of a sport, and I wasn't ready to give up on college athletics just because beach is safer because the game is played a little differently. The ball's a little bigger and softer. The ground, if you hit your head, you're hitting sand instead of hardwood. And yeah, so I decided that I wanted to make that switch for my health interest, but also professionally post-college, because I knew that I wanted to attempt to play in states instead of going overseas to play indoor, since that's the only option with the indoor side currently. And yeah, so I decided to move halfway across the world to Hawaii and start a new sport that I've never played before, and I don't regret any of it.
All right, I've got to ask you a follow-up question. I mean, did you feel like the transition was to be as quick as it was, or did you have any indications of what your transformation development in trying to learn the game of beach was going to be like?
I had no idea, and honestly, if someone told me how different the two sports were, I probably wouldn't have switched, because I thought in my mind, both volleyball, they have volleyball on the name, how different can they be? And so I switched, and it was definitely a struggle bus for the entire fall, most of the spring. I still feel like a newborn on the sand. So it's still in the process, but yeah. So it's, yes.
All right, a newborn playing at the number twos at the University of Hawaii. I don't know if I'm believing your story here and go.
you can ask my dad. I called him like a week or 2 weeks before the season crying like, Dad, I don't think I can do this. And he just told me to stick with it. And once competition started, it started to kind of fall in place.
Excellent. How about you, Haley? I know you've got an extensive background, and I love the fact that where your journey is taking you, but how did you get into playing?
Well, I'm going to comment on Julia's comment, because that's how I feel every time I switch fall and spring, because I've been playing indoor and beach like all of college. And so that switch is so hard. It really is, for me at least. So the first like 2 weeks of beach season, I'm always like, oh my gosh, like what is this again? Like there's sun, there's wind, there's all these different things. And so I like called my parents too. I was like, wow, this is terrible. But I don't know. I feel like I should be used to it by now with all the switching, but it's still kind of tough. But I started sand. I actually have a sand court at the park behind my house. Mm-hmm. And so I started playing basically when I started playing indoor. So I've been playing both since I was like 10. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's Arizona sand. So it's not like deep sand. And, you know, everyone jumps a lot higher and hits the ball harder, I feel like, in the Arizona tournament. So I started here and then played indoor and beach for Long Beach State. And that was something I was really happy with, was getting to play both sports in college. So that really narrowed down my choices for school. I looked at Hawaii, I looked at UCLA, but most of the programs were starting to split, and so that was really tough to find a program that was still letting you play both.
Well, actually, it's a good segue to my next question. You kind of jumped ahead there, Haley. So we're going to stay with you and go back to Julia. But can both of you share your volleyball journey up until your transfer to USC? So Haley, go for it.
Oh, me. Okay. Wow. Well, I played club volleyball for Aspire. I played high school volleyball for Desert Vista. We won 2 state championships my junior and senior year. And I always played outside. And then when I played for the national team at my age group, whatever level it was select
19,
youth.
That year that I met you in
Florida? Yeah. I actually got to play with my age group's national team for 5 summers. And at first I started off hitting. And then my coach was like, you know, this is the national team, right? And you know, you're 5'9". And I was like, yeah, I know. So he said, okay, next year, try out as libero. And I was like, okay, I mean, it basically should be the same thing, but mentally it's really not. And I realized that, and did libero, made the team somehow with no experience, made the team again for the next 2 years. And then wanted to play libero in college at Long Beach State, ended up hitting and playing libero and all that. But I've had a great experience up until this point. And transferring to USC just feels like that extra, I don't know, they're just so good. It's that extra little cherry on top to the collegiate volleyball career.
Nice. How about you, Julia? How about your journey?
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, I transferred from the University of North Carolina to Hawaii. And then academically speaking, I finished undergrad this past year with Hawaii. And I knew that I had another year of eligibility because of the redshirt medical hardship, that I had at Carolina. So I knew that I wanted to pursue a higher degree. And Hawaii, academically speaking, did not have a degree that aligned with what I was looking for. So I knew that I wanted to A, move a little bit closer to home, and B, find a program that kind of propelled me aside from volleyball, because I'm very familiar with it. It is a sport and it's finite, so that it can end at any given moment. And I don't want all my eggs to be in one basket. So I think USC offers the best of both worlds academically and athletically speaking. And I've heard incredible things about Coach Dane and just the program and the culture.
Beyond the gold medals and being a Hall of Famer and being
just an incredible person all around and incredible coach. So it's great. But sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry about that. My bad.
No, you're good. But yeah, I think USC is just the culmination of best of both worlds. And the team culture just seems something that aligns with what I believe in and / how I operate as a person. So I'm really excited to be immersed in that kind of culture.
Now, being that both of you are the caliber of athletes that you are, I figured, have you crossed paths at any point during your careers with each other before this last few months?
I'll let Julia answer this question.
You guys got in a fight in some kind of school parking lot or something? I mean, something juicy.
It's actually funny because she doesn't really remember this, but I brought it up when we were playing at Wapaka, and I was like, I don't know if you remember this, but whenever we went to the national team tryout in 2017, I believe, one of the sessions we peppered before the session. And I remembered that our pepper chemistry was unreal. I was like, that was the best peppering session I ever had. So I told Haley that. I'm like, I think it's kind of crazy that we peppered that one time. And I never really note a pepper session of being that prominent or whatever in my memory. But I just remember being that was an incredible pepper session.
Haley's this happens with me every day. So this is a good deal.
No, I asked her, I said, was it good at least? Was it a good pepper session?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I really don't remember that. I'm like, it's okay. We're here now.
All right, Haley, what's your defense? I mean, she remembered you did, and what's going on here?
I must have just been in the zone. In the zone. Yeah, we'll say that. But I was so in the zone with this pepper, which is.
Gotcha, girl. I'll cover it.
Trying to make it the best thing for Julia. So.
Now, I'm going to go over to you, Julia, but you had an incredible 2020 season at Hawaii at the number 2 flight pre-COVID with freshman Mia Hanneman going 7-2 with both your losses going to third set tie breaks. What made you so successful with the Sandbows, given that this was a new experience for you? Because in that stretch, you defeated number 2 UCLA and number 3 LSU.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure like the answer to what makes that successful. I think we went into the mindset of just taking it one game at a time, one point at a time, and the results would determine themselves. So it was interesting to work with a freshman because the year before I was partnered with Ari Hamayan, who was a senior that year, and she was actually our grad assistant this past year. So I called her my mini coach every single game because I was so new to the Sand, so I had no idea what was going on. And I would just ask her every play, hey, what do I do here? What do I do here? And she would always give me really good answers. So now the roles have kind of reversed, not in the sense of beach experience, but in the sense of I'm the senior on the team and this is a freshman. So I had to kind of step into more of like a leadership role and look out for just the well-being of the team and then making sure she's comfortable playing next to me. And just pushing her and also making sure we're on the same page. So it was a good experience and it was just fun to play, so.
Now what is a key takeaway for you from the 2020 season?
That's a good question too. I would say that tied in with COVID, just never take anything for granted. And really just appreciate the grind when you're in it, because like I said, it could be taken away. And even though it's hard sometimes, it's just such a privilege to be competing at a program that's one of the top in the country and with teammates who are all like-minded as well.
Nice. Hey, Haley, let's jump over to you. It was big news when we found out that you transferred from Long Beach State to USC last year, and you jumped into the number one flight with Haley Hallgren, Team Haley, at the number one spot. And you've amassed an overall beach record of 49-24, including your career at Long Beach State. Knowing the intense competitor that you are, I'm sure you weren't satisfied with the record that you finished with at 5-6. But I know that in your mind, the gears were turning. What were your key takeaways from that last, the 2020 COVID season?
Yeah, well, that was one of the most frustrating seasons that I've ever experienced. And not because we weren't good or we didn't have the skill. I think that made it more frustrating because I felt like the team had so much skill and all of us had such a hard work ethic and we were all so focused on getting better. But I think we were so young and so new that we were just that focused on getting better and not really putting that work ethic like into competition, if that makes sense. Like I realized like the team culture was good. Like it was like, we work hard, we do this, but it wasn't like a kill, like dog eat dog attitude or like a competition mindset. I only came in the fall, but then once we started competitions, it was like, all right, guys, not time to get better anymore. It's time to show what we've been doing and it's time to kick some butt. And we were really caught off guard our first weekend because everyone came out and was guns blazing, trying to beat us, playing their best matches against us. And we were kind of like, whoa, like none of us, most of the team hadn't played a beach match yet. Like we had some freshmen in the lineup. I took a year off. I was new. We had freshmen, I think at 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really, really good learning experience though. I've taken a step back from the emotions of it and the frustration of losing. Like you said, like I hate to lose. But I really learned that there needs to be a shift in the culture. And I feel a lot more comfortable like in my role this year because I was new to the team. I didn't feel comfortable like coming in and telling these girls what to do. I just kind of had like my head down, like let's focus on what we can focus on and get better. And this season was a huge learning experience. And now that it was kind of a test run, I'm like so thankful that I got it because now I just feel like light years more prepared for this next season.
Well, you're definitely going to come out of this stronger. You know, a tough season and surviving COVID, because we're going to get through this. And it's like a beast behind the smiles. And I think that's what you guys are going to be come out of the beach season in 2021 for sure. Hey, what was the draw or the draws that brought both of you to USC to finish out your collegiate beach careers? I know, Julia, you'd mentioned something about the academic pursuits, but in regards to the program itself. So go ahead, Julia.
Yeah, I just think historically USC is obviously known to be dominant within the beach world and volleyball world in general. So that in itself is a huge draw, knowing that you're a part of something so much bigger than yourself in a program that's pursuing excellence constantly year after year. So I think that, along with knowing that I'm going to be surrounded by teammates who are like-minded, and relationships are so important to me. And so I think just in that environment just sold itself. So that's the reason that I chose USC.
How about you, Haley?
Yeah, I was all the same reasons, but I was going between USC and LSU in my final decision. And yeah. And they're just both such great programs. Like, it was not an easy decision, but looking back now, I'm so grateful that I think I chose the right path for me, because being in LA and being in this location, I've gotten so many internship opportunities, and there's just so much networking that goes on. Like, the networking is huge at USC. And that's all just besides the great volleyball program. And I think for me and for Julia, I know she mentioned, like, the volleyball program is, like, so historic. The coaching staff couldn't be better, and they provide us with everything we need. I was shocked. Like, anything we need is, boom, it's there, because they want us to perform at the highest level. So that's why I'm like, can I stay for 7 years? Like, I'm trying to stay as long as possible.
Yeah, no doubt, especially after Dane's first year, Coach Dane Blanton's first year. And you know that with that hire, there was going to be an incredible uptick. Not that Anna didn't do anything good, but he just has a different energy and vibe about the culture he creates, because he's so charismatic. I would think that I'm sure that he was the draw for you guys, because he just presents himself in the program so well. Next question for you guys is, USC is already loaded with talent, like you, Haley. I'm not going to let you get out of this. You can say, oh, yeah, I got it. But they have Audrey Nicole Norse, Haley and Harper Hallgren, Kyla Doig, Sammy Slater, all back, just to name a few. And then you've got high school standouts, Delaney Maple, Megan Kraft, Olivia Bacos. I mean, what are your thoughts on the upcoming season for the women of Troy? And we'll start with Julia.
I'm just so excited. That's pretty much all that I can say, is I'm incredibly excited just to be working with such a talented group and a lot of young people who are probably very hungry to get after it and compete at the college level. And I met Delaney and Megan for the first time at Wapaka, and they're just as incredible off the court as they are on the court. So yeah, I'm just really excited to work with some talented girls who are also great people.
How about you, Haley?
Yeah, I totally agree with Julia. And I think what's so awesome about all of these people who are joining our team or who are returners on the team are just so hungry. Like what Julia said, like, we haven't accomplished anything together as a group yet. And there could be, you know, all these big names, but if there's no work ethic and if there's no cohesion, the team won't go anywhere. But I really feel like everyone's on the same page. Everyone is going to bust their butt to achieve something and not just come in and have this attitude of, oh, well, we're at USC now and there's a, you know, they've won before, and like, the culture is not like that. Right. So it seems like it's going to be really fun.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be an exciting season yet again. I mean, obviously Collegiate Beach, it's a dogfight in the top five, top six. So excited to see what happens when both you take the sand court at Merle Norman Stadium or any other sand court that you end up at, but we'll be tracking your progress at USC Beach. I think that's a good place to take a break here in the Viral Volley Podcast. Again, I've got USC Beach standouts now, both Julia Scholes and Haley Harward. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, welcome back to the Viral Volley Podcast, and it's been a great week of action in beach volleyball. On screen with me, or if you're just listening, I've got Julia Scholes and Haley Harward of USC Beach, and they're coming off a tournament victory, and believe it or not, it's their first tournament, and they've got the number one spot already. Hey, ladies, thanks again for joining me to talk about Wapaka Boat Ride, the AVP Next that just happened this last weekend. All right, I gotta hook Haley up with this question first, because if I read the story correctly, Haley, it was you that contacted Julia to play. Why did you contact Julia, and was it a crapshoot for you to pick her, because obviously you guys hadn't played together?
Right, so I had heard of this tournament, and it sounds incredible, and it was incredible. It was, it's like no other beach tournament I've been to. And I knew that Julia was a stud volleyball player. I heard that from Dane. I've heard that from everyone I've played with, just so many good things. And so I thought, I mean, we're going to be roommates. We just signed a lease. She's coming to USC. We might
not
be
her money, her deposit.
Yeah. I was like, she's coming to USC. We might be partners or just whatever. Seems like we have a similar mindset. Seems like it could be good. So I texted her and just wanted to know if she wanted to play, and it worked out pretty well, I think.
Do you have any concerns about you meshing well or the team chemistry on the court?
Not skill wise, but I heard that Julia was very intense from some friends. And
from some friends,
I honestly wondered if I was gonna get yelled at for not going for a ball, and that didn't happen. So it was fine.
The other take here, Julia, what made you want to take the risk on Haley? I mean, she kind of has these mean moments, believe it or not.
There's no risk at all. Right when she asked me, I was like, I definitely want to make this happen, because I heard about the tournament a little bit earlier, but wasn't planning on going because my brother was coming to visit during that time, and we had some family events planned. And then he actually extended his stay, so it kind of made it more feasible for me to go to the tournament. And when Haley asked, I was like, yes, so excited, because I just knew, like, I've heard incredible things about her as a player and as a person. And I thought it would just be awesome to get this one tournament under our belts before we go to USC and our roommates and teammates. And yeah, just couldn't hurt. And I'm so thankful that I did. And yeah, she's just awesome.
Well, your response killed my next question. I was going to see if it was a gut feeling that you should do it, or, you know, if there's some kind of scientific process, like you looked at her data and analytics and said, you know what, I should do this.
Not look at any data, just yes.
Now, looking at your play during the Wapaka tournament, both of you didn't drop a set in pool play, and the scores didn't seem very tight. I mean, at what point did you realize that you two were really grooving together in that tournament?
I mean, I think the first game wasn't bad at all. We just were still trying to find, like, our rhythm, like, our game experience, like, how we talk to each other, how we like our sets, and just kind of the flow of where our bodies were positioned and whatnot. And then I honestly think it was the second game for me, the second match. And I was like, okay, that was better than the first one. And then, like, it just kept kind of going on. And I was like, okay, wow. Like, we even made some errors here that we're still trying to fix, and we're still winning by a good margin. So it felt pretty good. And the communication was really easy for me as well.
How about your thoughts on that, Julia?
Yeah, I think going off of what she said, the first match, though, we won, was pretty rough, and just certain areas we were struggling, and then we just continually got progressively better. And I think one of the biggest takeaways from the weekend was how our mindsets were never fluctuating based on results. We just knew that it was a process, and we bought into that process. And each game, like I said, got better and better. And though we would have slip ups of here and there, letting some runs go by at certain times during the game, we didn't let that affect us in the least. And I think that's what I attribute most of our success to the weekend, is just keeping a steady mind and trusting in the skills that we both have developed over the years and combining them together to be successful.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at the playoff bracket and your first round playoff match. I mean, one, I saw you guys were in as a number two seed, which I thought looked at your point differentials. Like, how could you guys be the number two seed? But it doesn't matter, you guys are in the playoffs. But the team that you played against, you didn't allow them to score more than 15 points. And it seemed like you guys really turned it on, came that opening playoff match. We'll start with you, Haley. What was going on when you went into that first round playoff match?
Well, we actually got to sit and watch the team play. They had a play-in before us. So we thought we had a pretty good game plan coming into this team. And we ended up turning up our serving, I thought, in the middle of the game because it was pretty close throughout the middle of the game. The girl we were serving was absolutely hitting the ball as hard as she could. And it
Harder
was,
than you?
oh, yeah. Like, it was either a kill or out. So it was just kind of like, that was their game plan, and our game plan tightened up, and we ended up, pinpointing our serves and made their game plan like that much harder. So that attributed to the point differential. We kind of ran off in the second part of the game, which was nice.
All right. How about you, Julia? Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it was so helpful to see them play beforehand, and then also our game didn't really change based on what they were doing. I think we went into a let's serve super aggressive, get them out of system, and then if she's making just as many errors as she has kills, we're in good numbers because that's just based solely on side out percentage. You need to be pretty high up to win a ball game. So she made some incredible digs, which was awesome. So some of those really hard hits didn't knock us down too far, but yeah, so it was just they're a good competitive team, and it was just a fun game to play in.
Well, let's jump over to your quarterfinal match against Carly Khan and Katie Horton. And you guys dropped a marathon first set, 27-29. What did you tell each other to bounce back from such a, a lengthy battle? We'll start with Haley.
Yeah, I think Julia during that was more the voice of reason. I was frustrated because we had set point at 2018. I think I missed my serve wide and then didn't side out. So it was 20 all at that point. And then throughout the marathon, throughout the extra time, we had so many, like 4 or 5 chances to finish the game. And again, missed maybe like an overset by an inch or hit it out by an inch, served out by an inch. So I was just like, dang, we really had that game and like let it slip. And that was hard for me to, at the time, I was just kind of like voicing my thoughts. I was like, dang, that's really frustrating. And Julia also agreed, like, yes, it was frustrating. But now we have the second set and like there's so much time left. And even though we made all those mistakes and still lost by 2, like that's a good sign that the next sets we can just chip away and like clean up our act and get it together.
About thoughts on that match, Julia, or that set, sorry.
In general, Carly's one of my best friends, so it's kind of tough to play.
You gotta tone it down a little bit.
It was tough to play an elimination match knowing that one of us is going home because I obviously want the best for her, but also want to win with Haley. And I think just like Haley said, we had some opportunities to win that match, and that's why volleyball is awesome, is because it is a game where you can lose and then come back and win the next two, in order to take that full match. And so I think we just looked at the first game as an experience, knowing that that's a really good team, and we're going to have to come out as hard as we can playing against them because we know that they're going to give everything they have. And we both did that. And I think that that's just how the dice rolled that day was in our favor. But they're an incredible team, and it was a super competitive match. And those are the kind of matches that I live for. So just a great opportunity.
Well, it seems that that victory in that quarter launched you into your semifinal match where you went 2-0 against Dickens and Shu. And I mean, it didn't look like they really were pressing you. I think they got didn't score more than 16 or 17 in that one either. But it just looked like you guys really got back on the rails and got back into a good mode, which set you up for the final, where again, you guys dropped the first set to a very talented Delaney Muirter and Katie Spieler. What did you both do to get your team over the top to get that victory? And we'll start with Julia on this one.
I would say drinking a lot of pickle juice and taking leg cramp medication because going into the semifinals, my legs were like full body cramping, and we decided to actually split block that game so I didn't have to run to the net because I was about to honestly forfeit the game before it even started because I've never experienced leg cramps like that before. But I was like, let's just wing it, and when we are in the game, we can decide from there. And thankfully, the medication started to kick in, and we just served again really aggressively and took care of business, tried to minimize our errors, and worked out in our favor. So,
the pickle juice is a North Carolina remedy, a down south remedy?
I've heard it from multiple people to drink it. Offered me a jar of pickle juice, so I was like, why not? And it worked. It seemed to work.
How about you, Haley?
Yeah, that was an interesting, definitely mindset. And I was talking with Julia earlier about this because she was cramping. We're over here hypervolting her before the game. We had taken our medical timeout before the game because they wanted to start right away. They were like, we're starting. And we said, we can't start yet. Give us a couple minutes. They're like, is this your medical timeout? I was like, sure, doesn't matter. Just give us some time. We'll be fine. I wasn't really freaking out. Like, I knew we just won a great match. And I think that also attributed to the mindset of like, let's just play. Let's just see how this goes. But definitely with a winning mindset, like super competitive, always want to win. But we were split blocking, which we'd never done before. My partner was cramping and they ended up serving her, which didn't really work out. So they were joking afterwards with us like, oh, good trick. Like, we'll try that next time. The fake cramping, because they just served Julia and she came out and just ripped these balls. And they were like, what? Like these kids are coming out here and just, I don't know. We were just like steady throughout. Not the first side switch. The first side switch was a little sketch, but then we ended up, just kind of taking it one point at a time, like so individual, each point by point. And that was a really interesting mindset that I'd never really had before, because sometimes, you know, if you're losing or if you're getting blocked or whatnot, you can get frustrated because you're so into it. But I felt like it was just like, okay, we made it this far. If we keep going, fantastic. And if not, like, we had a great run. And that mindset actually like propelled us forward, which was really interesting.
You know, it's funny you said that about Julia, because my inside sources at the tournament said, wow, that Julia Scholes hits just as hard, if not harder, than Haley does.
Harder.
So I got my eyes watching you guys. The buzz is out, or the secret is out. So, all right, let me hit you with this question here. And whoever feels like they want to take it first, just jump in. Being a rather new partner, well, actually it is a new partnership and new teammates, what did you discover about each other?
I can take this one at first. Well, I discovered that Julia has the mindset of like a Sarah Hughes, Kelly Clays type of pair, where like it's just total domination. Like it's just total like steamroll. And I feel like that's an indoor mindset, because I felt the same way playing indoor, like always thought we could win no matter who was on the other side, just so confident and just so like my high school team went undefeated our junior year, like just that type of mindset of like, whoever's in my way, like you're getting crushed type of mindset. That's what I took from it. And that was really, really refreshing for me to play with someone like that, because that used to be my mindset as well. And I feel like over the course of switching sports and whatnot, like I've lost a little bit of that mindset, because I've come into more of like a nurturing role as like a senior on the Long Beach indoor team, and like had to switch positions and kind of switched from that like absolute domination to more of like a, like I'm keeping the team together, like I'm trying to focus on everyone else. So that was huge. Like that, her mindset can absolutely make a team go undefeated.
Oh, I like it. Oh, Julia, you gotta, you know, you made the one who wants to steamroll people tear. Come on, Haley.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Julia, what did you learn about Haley, or even just the dynamic of the partnership?
Yeah, I didn't even realize she perceived my mindset as that, so that's news to me. But I would just say that Haley is a absolute hustler, and she goes after every single ball, which I absolutely love. And she, you know that if she's back there, she's giving 100% no matter the play. And that's something I really respect and admire, because that's what's going to get you to the next level, is going after the plays you don't think you can get. And then one day you're going to actually end up getting those plays. And that's what's going to separate you from so many in the competition, and good from great. Also, she's just such a positive light and just keeps a steady head, and also is just so encouraging as a teammate. And it was just a blast to play with her. So I'm so thankful.
Awesome. Obviously, both of you have AVP aspirations. I know you'd mentioned it, Julia, in one of your earlier responses, but Haley, I've actually seen you, so it's been incredible. I cannot wait to see how your partnership transforms. I didn't get to ask this in our previous segment, but is there a high likelihood that you'd end up playing together at USC in one of the top? That's right. You got to talk to Coach about that one, huh?
Seriously, yeah, that's Coach's decision.
All right, I won't let you guys, be on his you-know-what list right off the bat. We'll just – So, Julie, I got a question for you. Were you gifted or blessed with any live vocal performances by Haley, by chance?
Oh, my gosh. So, we were in the hotel room, and I think there was a song on the radio, or she was just sitting there kind of just casually singing, and I'm like, what is this casual Beyonce, like, sitting on the hotel bed, just beautiful voice, not even trying to? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're an incredible athlete, an intelligent student, and an incredible singer.
She's too much. Yeah, she's a triple, quadruple threat in so many areas. So
what other skills are you hiding?
Keep the compliments coming, you guys. Yeah. Really awesome.
You didn't know this, but she is the top cornhole player in the International Cornhole League. No.
Oh, I would believe it. I would totally believe that.
Well, say that again.
She does play a mean game of ping pong.
Watch out for Harward. Pretty soon you'll be playing too, huh? Scholes Harward in tandem table tennis. Mm-hmm. Well, I am excited to see what happens in these next few months when the collegiate beach season starts up, and even what happens in your career down the line, because I think there's some really good things really shaping up, not only at USC, but in both of your careers to come. So appreciate you taking the time here on the Viral Volley podcast. And again, that's Julia Scholes and Haley Harward of USC Beach and the Waupaca Women's Champions, I guess we can officially call it. Oh, I didn't get to do my little piece here, share a screen here, because there are some really awesome images that generated along the Instagram and some other places on volleyballmag.com. So wanted to get this out if you're seeing another screen there. You guys seen the image?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that's Julia on the serve.
Yep.
You guys had some phenomenal shots at the tournament. And I think this is courtesy of Michael Gomez.
Yeah.
But it's such a great backdrop there, the tournament. Describe the atmosphere for those who don't know about it, or just the whole vibe and the backdrop of it. So whoever feels led to do that, go for it.
Okay, well, when we first showed up, we were driving through, fields and farmland, and we're like, where is this beach volleyball tournament? And there was, like, I kid you not, like maybe 300 grass nets set up. So the grass tournament there is like the big deal. Like the grass tournament was so cool, and I highly recommend anyone to go who hasn't gone. It was just really like kind of, it was social distancing, but it was like a festival of just volleyball celebration. Like everyone there was just so genuine, and the backdrop was really cool, the barn in the background, and the sand was very packed, so it was a really, really cool experience.
Anything to add, Julia?
Yeah, I would have to agree/ditto with everything that she just said. It was such a cool experience, cool environment. You could tell that the people there just genuinely loved volleyball. And I think that's when was one of my favorite things about the tournament is just the people that we got to meet and hang out with along the way of playing. They're just some awesome people, and it's so fun to just make connections in the volleyball community and just root each other on while we compete in this tournament.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners on the podcast version of this, it's a shot from Michael Gomez Photography, one of the top photographers in the United States and for volleyball. But it's Haley going up for a big rip. And of course, credit goes to the beautiful set as a former setter. Hitters are successful because of the butter that's dished, just so you know, Haley. But in the backdrop is a barn. You have Delaney Muwarder pulling from the nets, Katie Spieler playing defense down the line, and something nasty is going to come off that arm of Haley. So let's go to the next shot here. The next one is that beautiful platform by Haley Harward. Look at that. Your coaches need to be paid more. That is classic.
Must have been an easy read. I don't know.
But you guys are down 6-3. For you listeners, it's a beautiful platform with a scoreboard in the background, but you guys are down. So I don't know if that's a good thing that you're kind of that far off the court. And you can just say that you were retrieving a shank by Julia. How about that?
Oh, sure.
And then let's see one more here. I thought this was I think this is Michael Gomez who took this photo, but is that Julia with a jump serve with the same barn in the background? I don't know if this is a final. Do you guys recall the shot here?
That might have been the final, yeah.
It was during the final.
Now, how many people were in attendance, just out of curiosity? Because I haven't seen a full shot of the venue.
I'm not entirely sure, but I've heard that the number was a lot lower this year, obviously, because of COVID compared to years past. So I thought it was a pretty decent crowd, but definitely not too much / exceeding social boundary or social distance.
Yeah. Well, it looked like a very festive atmosphere. So I mean, I saw video from the 808 boys, the out of system boys, on their feed, and gosh, it was such a great setup for the grass tournament. It's so many good matches. So one more shot, and this is a personal favorite because I'm a dork when it comes to data, but it's YouTube from Beach VB Stats. Shows your numbers for that final. Scholes, 5 aces, 16 kills, 4 blocks. Harward, 15 kills, and only 21 digs. Haley, you're falling short here. Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, I meant to end earlier, but I forgot about the photos I wanted to show you guys because it was an incredible weekend and a great tournament. And it was, like I was saying earlier, it's a sign of, if this is a sign of things to come for USC Beach, there's some great things in your guys' immediate future. So I can't thank you both for taking the time here on the Viral Volley Podcast. I'm looking forward to crossing paths with you again here. And once we're on the other side of this COVID pandemic, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in person. So, I'm right down the way, South 405 from USC. I know I might be on the mic at a rival school, but it's okay. we're all family. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Julia Scholes and Haley Harward of USC Beach. Thanks again.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.